I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. The General Assembly voted yesterday to override Governor Bruce Rauner's veto of a small technical bill. It was necessary to implement the massive school funding reform that Rauner listed as his main accomplishment. State Senator Andy Menar, a Bunker Hill Democrat, said he's now focused on Rauner's State Board of Education, which last week sent lawmakers a list of 23 changes it says are still needed. Menar, chief sponsor of the reform legislation, is losing patience.
I have no belief today that that's going to be their final list of what they refer to as tweaks. I want to know when they're going to be done.
Asked if he's suggesting some sort of wrongdoing, Menar said, not quite, but close. In other news, Governor Rauner used his State of the State address to call for less spending, but he was short on details. Sean Crawford has more.
Rauner will be back before the General Assembly in 2 weeks to lay out his budget ideas. In this speech, he only hinted at the plan.
It will offer a path to reduced spending, and it will show the way to surpluses going forward so we can cut taxes and start to push back against the assault on middle-class bank accounts.
But Democrats who argue Rauner has never submitted a balanced budget say they can't see how Rauner could meet other priorities, including more money for schools, if he trims revenue.
How does the governor intend to pay for his deficit spending that is in fact now making him the highest deficit spending governor in the history of the state?
That's Democrat and state comptroller Susana Mendoza. Few would expect the governor and Democrats who control the legislature to reach common ground. They've been unable to do so in the 3 years Rauner has been in office. I'm Sean Crawford.
Scientists at Chicago's Field Museum are studying a piece of the meteor that broke apart this month over Michigan. The Peach Pit-sized meteorite arrived Wednesday. NASA scientists say the 6-foot-wide meteor broke apart about 20 miles above Earth. It created a bright light and what sounded like thunder. Museum Associate Curator Philip Heck believes the meteorite came from an asteroid orbiting between Mars and Jupiter. Meteorite hunter Robert Ward found it on a snow-covered lake and donated it to the Field Museum. And the Illinois Lottery Control Board chairman resigned after tweeting a vulgarity to describe East St. Louis, the same term that recently got President Trump into hot water. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. SIUC's new chancellor got two family members' jobs on campus as a part of his contract negotiations. The Daily Egyptian first reported documents revealing Chancellor Carlo Montemagno's daughter and son-in-law were hired for university jobs created for them that they never formally applied for and that were never advertised. SIUC spokesperson Ray Goldsmith says it came about because of a verbal agreement, as Montemagno agreed to terms of his deal with SIU President Randy Dunn. She says it happens quite a bit.
It's not unusual when you're working to attract senior faculty as well as deans and administrators for individuals to ask for potential opportunities for partners and spouses. It's a little more unusual when you're talking about other family members, but the principle itself is fairly common.
Montemagno's daughter, Melissa Germain, was placed directly into a position with University Communications. Her husband, Jeffrey, works in a temporary position under the interim vice chair. Chancellor for Research. Southern Illinois Congressman Mike Bost and his wife Tracy were among those on a chartered train that crashed into a garbage truck yesterday. In a written statement, Bost said he and his wife weren't hurt on the train carrying Republican lawmakers in West Virginia. One of three crew members on the truck was killed. Another suffered serious injuries. The crash happened near Charlottesville, Virginia, yesterday. I'm Jennifer Fuller.